Okay, ready for an amazing story, and it happened right here in Connecticut. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Dan, do I get your last name, Gregory?
Gregoire.
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 Mm-hmm. Dan Gregoire.
Like Sean Connery, Gregoire.
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 Yes.
All right, Dan's a tribe member and lucky to be alive. Yes. Tell us what happened.
So I had to, I was happening to be driving to my parents' house late that night because I knew it was going to snow, and I had a bunch of tools in my truck bed, so I was going to put my new truck boxes on the new truck. And I was driving in the car in the opposite lane. The deer hopped out in front of that car. The car then hit it, and it projected the deer into the air across the road.
Did you see this coming?
I did. I kind of looked up and just saw a deer, like, right in front of my windshield.
Wow.
Yeah.
In your new truck.
Oh, that part, that sucks.
That's the worst.
How long were you waiting for that new truck?
Pretty long. I worked pretty hard for it, but I had just got it the week before and registered it 4 days prior.
Oh.
Damn.
Crazy.
So this thing is flying through the air, and when you see that, the adrenaline slows everything down. So this deer is coming at you now in slow motion?
Yes. Yes, basically. I just look up, and he's, like, right there. I see the brown and the white, and it just came
crashing
through the window.
So I go, look, new truck.
The deer's last words were, nice truck.
Nice truck.
Right. Jeez.
So
this deer's flying through the air. How fast do you think you were going?
I wasn't going that fast. I was only going probably about 35, 40, and I had my LED light bar on to look for deer, and it just happened last second when the other car was coming.
Damn.
All right. I found one.
Yeah.
It did work. It wasn't making it go away.
The ultimate deer in the headlights.
Right.
So this
thing. Actually,
yeah, go ahead.
I have a ladder rack on the truck, and the front bar, the steel bar, snapped in half when he hit it.
Damn.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
That's a hell of a buck.
Wow.
Full point buck. I took his antlers the next day with my multi-tool.
There you go.
I think you earned them.
Yeah. You take up my truck, I take it around. It's the Chicago way. Yes.
So this thing bends and breaks the rack and then goes through the windshield?
Yes. And caved in my roof probably about halfway back through the cab. It's only a two-seater, but...
Can you imagine if you didn't have that rack on?
Yeah.
Maybe it would have been a harder hit. Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah.
So thankful.
So it comes through the windshield. Where does it land?
It lands majority right in the middle of the truck cab. His ass end was kind of like right over my right thigh.
Oh.
But when he came in, he hit the steering wheel and actually bent the steering wheel over.
Wow.
So I think that kind of saved from him hitting me, maybe.
Right. This is the weirdest Uber ever.
That thing almost landed right in the passenger seat looking out. Can you imagine?
Right. It's like, oh, let's go to McDonald's.
Oh, I know.
Who wants a shake? I want a shake. You want a shake? I want a shake. Who wants fries? Fries. Fries. Great. I got to do it with the munchies.
Sounds like something from a Harold and Kumar movie.
Yeah,
it does.
Or Tommy Boy Part 2 or something.
Comes through the windshield, lands in the passenger seat, like, whoa.
Right.
Did you see that?
Right.
So this thing, is it dead when it, lands on the seat?
Yeah, so that's the thing that goes through your head at first is you think it's going to start moving, and it was totally still. I didn't realize at first because from the initial hit, I actually opened my door and stepped out. And turned around and saw the truck was rolling, and I had to run after it and get in and throw it in park, but the deer was right there, so it was kind of weird.
Oh, wow.
Very strange, but yeah.
Well, even stranger is there's a truck going down the street with a deer behind the wheel. with some guy chasing after it.
Right.
That deer stole my truck!
And then the deer wakes up.
Right.
Gets behind the wheel.
Right, throws in gear. Right, exactly, yeah. Right. Next thing you know, he's crazy down
truck,
the street.
I'm taking it. Right.
You're chasing the truck.
Right.
The deer's driving.
Right. Then he makes a bang, right, goes on the on-ramp to IE4.
Yeah. No, I'm not a hunter. I just want my truck back.
Right, exactly. Boy, nothing runs like a deer, huh? Yeah. Damn.
Oh, man. So you jump back in the truck and you put it in park.
Yep, and turned the keys off, and I was covered in blood. I couldn't see out of my right eye because there was so much blood coming down my face.
I saw you on television. You got dinged up pretty good.
Yeah, cut up pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily, it could have been way worse. The guy stopped. He was actually a deer hunter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Next time, use a gun.
This just keeps getting better.
Use a gun next time.
So the guy who hit the deer and launched it into your truck's a deer hunter.
He said, hey, that's my deer.
No, no. He was actually, the deer hunter is the guy I flagged down.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Wow.
So where's the deer now? Do you have dinner or what?
Yeah.
It was too expensive to go get him chopped up for meat.
Gotcha.
I couldn't afford that right now, but he's on the side of the road.
Oh.
Yeah.
With a big Chevy emblem on him.
How many points?
4 point.
4 point. That's a good size deer.
Yeah, 4 points. Yeah. Yeah. How many license? How many points?
Yeah. So you got dinged up on your head. Any cracked ribs or you had glass all over you, right? I'm guessing.
Yeah, when the windshield blasted in, it just blasted all that glass right into my cheeks and stuff. I luckily closed my eyes just in time. I ended up having little shards of glass in my eyes from it just brushing in and stuff, but I had deer hairs in my cuts.
Like you're growing a beard.
Yeah,
odd beard. What are you, a cat? You got whiskers on.
Wow, Jesus, that could have been so much worse.
Yeah, at least you're still here, man.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Very grateful.
Now, did one of your friends see slices of pizza on the floor of your truck?
Yes, and so did one of the Cheshire firefighters, and he posted on my mom's post on the Cheshire Community Talk site and said that he was going to get me a pizza because I didn't get to eat my dinner.
See, that's cool.
So were you eating pizza as you were driving down the road and then this happened?
Yeah, basically. yep.
Well, we want to buy you a pizza.
Buy another pizza.
Oh.
Yeah. We're going to
appreciate that.
What's your favorite pizza place?
Right now, I think Modern in New Haven. We work down a lot in New Haven.
Oh, Modern, yeah. It's a great place.
All right, very good.
Nice.
And where do you work?
I'm a carpenter for Tremblay Construction.
Okay. I want to say hi to all those.
Cheshire. Yeah.
I want to say hi to that group. So, hey. Right. And
he needs a ride, by the way.
Oh, God, you're okay. That's true.
Right. Definitely does.
Right.
Go pick him up.
Yeah, anybody in the area?
Yeah.
He's going to ride the back this time, though.
Is the truck totaled?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It's crazy. It didn't even touch the hood, the bumper, nothing. Went through the windshield.
Wasted the cab, big time. Yeah, so the roof is all peeled back and whatnot. Yeah,
it's nuts.
Yeah.
I think I wasted, man. That's done.
Yeah, so.
But it starts right up and runs. It's crazy, but.
Wow.
I think it was parted out.
Sad.
It is sad. 4 days with the truck, but you know what? You're still alive.
Exactly.
That could have been a horrible
story. You get into the truck.
Yeah.
Very true. Trucks are replaceable.
Exactly.
All right, Dan. Thanks for coming on. We have your number now, so we're gonna work it out where we get you that Modern pizza.
Oh, thank you very much, guys.
Right,
I appreciate that.
Have a great Christmas, man.
Yeah, man.
You as well.